But when he was asked in that online chat if he would provide classified documents to the Chinese government in exchange for asylum, he reportedly said, "This is a predictable smear that I anticipated before going public, as the U.S. media has a knee-jerk red China reaction to anything involving Hong Kong or the PRC and is intended to distract from the issue of U.S. government misconduct. If I were a Chinese spy, why wouldn't I have flown directly into Beijing? I'd be living in a palace petting a phoenix by now." Which is a slightly racist thing to say. All right, but in all seriousness, does this make sense to you? Do you think he's right?
No, I don't, because you got to look at the facts. And I believe that he either is either a Chinese intelligence operative or he's working alongside Chinese intelligence. But in any event, this whistleblower narrative doesn't make sense. So first of all, he gave to Hong Kong's South China Morning Post documents that had technical detailed information about how NSA surveilled Hong Kong and China, including IP addresses. This is not whistleblowing. This is aiding China. And there's a whole bunch of other things that really show that he really was very much focused on helping China,
so telling
not whistleblowing.
Them, right, telling them that he's doing it is one thing. That could be whistleblowing. But showing them it's this email address and this is how, that's another. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, this is not something that somebody who is wants to start a conversation in the U.S. about surveillance would do. What he is doing is he's helping Chinese intelligence counter NSA's moves. And that's very important. When you look at all the other events of surrounding his leaving the United States, it all adds up to him having some sort of relationship with the Chinese. In Hong Kong, he actually talked to Chinese officials, my sources say, before he gave that infamous interview to the South China Morning Post, because the Chinese wanted him to do that.
Wow. Even though he said, "I only talked to journalists," you're saying, no, he talked to the government.
Yeah, that was wrong.